Black women don't know how to mind, and they don't know how to follow instructions, and they don't know how to sit down and be corrected. Black women can't be corrected. The preacher can't even correct them. God can't even correct them. You really got to be black women.
Huh?
You got this on camera? Being pleased, cause you really got to be black women. Every nigga I know got a damn little what's it for a black woman to listen. You can't say that up. God damn. She come out the room, won't know who you calling the me and the mother girl shut up. You see what I'm saying? I've been looking at all these black women who can't keep a man, don't have a man, and they have a hard time listening to a man. One thing I know about the colored woman is one man she listened to, and that's a white boss.
No, I you're right.
That's crazy. It's true. Crazy but true. That's the only person that can pretty much check a BW is her vanilla boss. And that's sad. Because her vanilla boss don't give a damn about her.
You don't know that.
What is one thing you think black men need to change to progress in the dating realm?
Black men are very sneaky. They are very, what's the word? Y'all are very sneaky. Y'all are liars. In the white community, y'all start dating off. They don't have a talking stage. They don't do all this run around. It's so, I be like, if you know you like somebody, you know you like somebody. I shouldn't be getting all this run around talking. We doing this and the third. Off rip, white people are dating. They're not talking, they're dating off rip, and they're doing everything.
I feel like I would say comparing yourself to other men that you might see on social media, that shit is not real life. Yes, everybody does have standards like that, but it's just like, be realistic sometimes.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
First off, lady, you have no idea what vanilla people do. How do you know? Vanilla people, they don't have a talking stage. Yes, they do. I go over content from the vanilla side all the time, and they complaining about situationships as well. And then you talk about, oh, men are sneaky, men are this, men are that. Those are the dudes you mess with. Speak for yourself, hon. Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
What's so crazy is, as a black woman, and I know a lot, I might get backlash for saying this, a lot of relationships that I've been in, I've been called up my name when they was mad at me. I've been degraded, belittled, talked down upon when they were upset. Because truth be told, a lot of black men cannot control their anger. A lot of black men are hurting. They're fatherless, they're motherless, or both. I'm just going to be honest. I'm being real. And it's crazy how I went from that and being like, try to put your hands on me, you yelling in my face and getting crazy and rah, rah, rah. Crazy how I went from that to peace. Never been called out my name for this man. Never yelled at, never raised his voice at me. And he's black too, but that he's black too, okay. But he is well raised, and I've never felt like he was gonna put his hands on me. Never been called out my name. Never been degraded when he was mad at me.
Woo-hoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations.
Here's what I'm wondering: are you gonna do any of those things to him? Hey, great, you found a good man and everything like that. But I always say never be a woe's first good man, because you're usually going to pay the piper. Is she really attracted to you? Usually the men they're attracted to from 18 to 25 are the ones they truly desire. Does she even know how to accept good treatment long term and reciprocate it? Or is she too used to trauma? Yeah, tread lightly, brother.
Sis, instead of chasing a man, let me teach you this feminine energy technique. I'm a feminine energy coach, married, and I've helped several women get engaged in under 1 year. This message is specific for my black ladies. I am a dating coach, and I also have a dating network, and I must say something that I don't like saying. If you are looking to date a black man, the odds are not in your favor. Now, I'm a data person. I studied psychology, and so I did a lot of time of doing research. And the research is showing that there is a small pool of black men who are educated, who are doing well, and are actually successful, and are looking for other black women. And now, what the data is showing me is that black men are very aware of this. And because of this, they think they are the prize. And so what I'm now seeing, ladies, is that there is this pool of black women, specifically in their 30s and 40s, waiting around for these men that are Peter Pan to grow up and actually be ready for a relationship. And I'm going to say this, ladies, some of these men will never be ready for a relationship. I know plenty of men in their 40s and 50s still going around and playing like they are bachelor for the rest of their lives. Because of this, ladies, we need to start thinking outside the box. And yes, I am married to a black man. But the truth is, before I married my black husband, I actually told him when we were getting to know each other that I was very open to other races.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
I just find it ironic that a woman with a baldy comes on saying I'm a femininity coach. And none of this in this video exuded femininity. So I would be skeptical, ladies, if you're looking for a femininity coach to pick this one. But then we got, oh, all these 30 and 40 plus women who are just these perfect angels just waiting on men to grow up. Let's be clear, waiting on top 10 percenters to grow up, aka not put their own interests first and put a 30 to 40 year old woman's interests first. That's what grow up means.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a quickie dink.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.